Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these are that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Folsom, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers going.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
Entry Waiver Show. So today, what's today's date?
Don't even know. The phone said there.
Well, anyway, well, it's Sunday, and it's 7:30. So, I did this show today because I was inspired by Facebook. I was in a Facebook group, and they begged me. I was too intelligent. I went into the topic today of border crossing. They actually said I had too much attitude. So I wanted to briefly talk about showing attitude when you're crossing that border to America and what it can do for you, or do to you, what am I saying? But before we get to that, let's see here. I got to find the right... Here we go. Here we go. We must give our proper tribute. You know who. Queen. country on the face of this planet, England. So anyway, yeah, so I'm just sitting here. Before I go into the thing about CBP, I'm just sitting here chatting on Facebook, and I'm in a couple of...
that's the co-host. Let me see if she's free now. Let's see if she's free or not. She's really sick. Okay, well,
anyway, so I guess she'll get back to us or whatever. But yeah, I'm in this Facebook group, and part of the rules is I can't really discuss what happens in the group. But I just find, that's okay. I just find that a lot of people, they're fucking keyboard commandos, but they never, ever want to actually voice opinion in public or in the air because they're scared little sissies. I just fucking love it. Scared little sissies. I invite you. Oh, what did he say? Alright. Yes, he's scared too. Why the fuck is everyone so scared to like call? It's very, very strange to me. But anyway. So the individual, his name was, I'll call him B. He said I was essentially not a nice person. And he gave me so much attitude. Well, he said I was giving so much attitude. What the fuck are people doing here? See, they just want to chat on Facebook. No one ever wants to avoid their opinion. Running back to what I was saying, he's telling me that I had too much attitude. So I said, if you have a strong opinion, it's swearing alone. Yes. Yes, it is. See, I have too much attitude. And I said, well, you have really strong opinions. Then bingo. And make on the air. So far, no one is giving us a jingle. There's one nice lad here. I think he's going to ring us up here. But there's nothing wrong with having attitude. Unfortunately, when you have that attitude, when you cross over that port of entry, it could come back to bite you in a place that you do not like. So the simple rule is, you know, again, it's my opinion only. It's not advice. My opinion. Simple rule is that, simple rule is, when you're crossing over, you keep your mouth shut. Shut in the sense of you show zero attitude. Because your attitude, you're giving the green light to start digging. And start digging, you will win. You're done. So, I just don't understand why people give these guys attitude, you know, when they cross over. Or even in these Facebook groups, you know, if people give it to you. But too scared, like little sissies, to call up and voice their opinion. And if these lads are listening, give us a jingle right now. 845-277-9357. Again, 845-277-9357. And let's see. Well, the board is lit with callers, but no one is doing it. They're just listening. Let's see if we can get this other lad here to call. Where are all of you outspoken lads? Like, this name? know if I'm allowed to give names out or not, so I'm just saying this, this, and this. Everyone wants to be a keyboard commando, but no one has the cojones to call up and let themselves be heard. It's so funny to me. Okay, what does he have to say here? Oh, they like things. Okay, good, good. All right, everyone likes it. So if you like it, pick up the fucking phone and call in. Oh, all right, when did... these people, I tried calling 3 times. Yeah, right. One lad claims he tried calling 3 times. So yeah, right, dummy. It is a USA number. I swear, some of these people, I don't know where they get the brains from. It's just bizarre to me. Okay, I guess I have to remind people that when you call long distance, you put a 1 in front of the area code. I guess, I won't, I have nothing to say. Number 845-277-357. There. Again, he's ringing. Oh, my bad. That's my mistake. You're on the U.S. Entry Waiver Show. Hello, who do we have here?
Am I on the Canadian Dudes radio show?
Gary, how are you?
This is Joshua Ryan, the American.
Hey, well, I have to give you credit. You are the first one with the cojones to call up.
Well, I was listening to your anti-American banter where you're talking about us Yanks while I was sitting on hold. The one thing I can let you know, at least in America, I know how to operate a switchboard for my own radio show, unlike my Canadian counterpart that I'm talking to right now. So let's chalk that up for the good old U.S. of A.
Good, fair enough, fair enough. Oh, someone else is ringing in. Who is this? Good, you're on the U.S. Entry Waiver Show. Hello.
Why are you such a fucking faggot? Whoa!
Me? What makes you think that I am a peg boy?
Am I still on, too? Do we have 2 Americans on here? Why are you such a faggot, though? Is this guy? Are you on debate? Are you from debate this too? Please say you are.
From what?
Is the other guy that's talking? Is he from debate this?
He's gone. He's from he's a Yankee as well, like you.
Well, I know. Well, we're Americans. Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
Well, that's sorry, mate. That's England, but America, they work for us.
Last time I checked, our flag was on the moon. Is the Canadian flag up there?
Wait, let me ask you a question then. What language do you speak? What language
American.
Are you speaking now?
American.
Okay, but American, which is? Is it not English?
The greatest language in the world. We spell color without a U.
Well, the ninnies in school who don't know fuck all. And a teacher about something that's fucking dreadfully awful.
Listen to this. You are a country of 38 million. You have a country of 38 million. We have a state with more people than your whole, a great nation to the north. And you guys can't even decide. You have a whole section of your country that speaks French. A country that is 7,000 miles away from
Canada.
True,
you're right.
Where they don't even want to be a part of you. I don't know how many times they tried to secede the United States, and we won't take them for the fact that they speak French also. You have lost how many different hockey teams to southern states because your economy can't support your own national pastime? Let's go down. Winnipeg Jets, failed economy. Montreal Canadiens, failed economy. Let's just keep going down. The Atlanta Flames that went back, that came back. Just can't even support your own pastime.
All right, mate.
You hang
up
on me?
Fair enough. Oh,
okay.
All right. Hey, question, man. If it's so great there, okay, I take that back. This is so great. I assume you have free medical care, free health care.
I do, actually.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. No. I mean, I do. I mean, as a group. Not you, as a group. As a group, the country. Everyone has free medical care, or they pay for the medical. They pay, $50 a month. You can go to hospital, and your bill is, I don't know, maybe $80 at the most. But of course you have that here, as well.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's like, okay, here, I got a question for you, though. If your free health care is so great, why is the average mortality rate, why is the average death in Canadian or Canada, the average death rate 68, but the average life expectancy in America is 74? We live longer, but you have this all great mighty health care system. How is that possible? Oh, is it genetics that's wrong? Does it not matter because our quality of care is better regardless of price? Either way, Canada is inferior in one of the subjects. Is your genetics weaker than Americans that we live longer, or is our medical quality care better than yours? Sometimes paying more is better than free.
You know, when the Yankees come here, we have so much fun with them. We have to dump ourselves down to converse with them because they're talking English. Not mention their level of intelligence is dreadfully awful.
Okay, now you're resorting to stereotypes by calling me a Yank. I haven't called you a hack, Canuck, or a Holzer.
I haven't resorted to any of those kind of stereotypes.
And you know what's funny about that? I think I know more about your culture as I live in Arizona, which is next to Mexico. I think I know a little bit more about Canadian culture than you know about American culture, which is quite classic because I've just defeated you on statistical points and you had to resort back to the fact that, we have free health care. That's great. You guys also pay at a 37% income tax rate. On top of that, you pay at a 64% property tax rate. That is triple what the United States pays. Your road literally costs a third of your paycheck. Ours costs no more than 50 cents to our whatever we make in our different brackets of taxes, different brackets of income. Seriously, you're 38 million. We have more people in our country that are obese than you have in your whole nation. On top of that, we have more marathon runners than you have in your whole country of people. There are literally 100 million people in the United States that have ran a marathon or qualified for a marathon. We have more people in shape than you have people in your whole nation. Your military has less soldiers in it than the California National Guard. And you're going to sit there and say how high and mighty you are? Last time I checked,
you know,
there's an American flag on the moon, and there's a Canadian flag in a hockey rink.
I tell you, mate, you are so brainwashed. I just fucking love it.
I've said nothing but facts. And I've got statistics to back it up, and I can cite these things. You want to go back
spend
to
more
healthy,
money.
We're talking about the life expectancy? That's all from the World Health Organization, something that's actually mandated out of Switzerland, not the United States. So if you want to talk about brainwashing, let's talk about this crazy Europeans. That's where the expectations from.
Your country spends more money on missiles, aircraft carriers, than you do on the people. You have more people in poverty than we do. The average person here in poverty lives like a king compared to the way you treat them there in that fucking rat's nest. And you talk about how great you are.
But we have more. But the funny thing is, we have more people with a higher gross income rate in the United States than you have people in your whole country. We have more people in the middle class of the United States than there are Canadians. And the fact of the matter is, you guys are an energy-based country. You get your major income and exports by oil. The funny thing is, that's going to flip in about 10 years with the new shale exports that's coming out of the United States. Guess what? Your economy is about to have a great recession for the fact that oil production from America has doubled with shale alone. Why do you think oil prices are dropping? OPEC is afraid of the United States' new oil production. The only thing you guys have are your tar sands, especially up in Calgary and Edmonton and all of Alberta. That's going to be the first place that's going to have a major collapse, and it's going to drop everything else. Your oil that goes from Calgary into Vancouver and British Columbia, which leads out to China, that's going to start to fall because with the less exports coming out of Calgary and Edmonton into Vancouver, the whole dollar in Canada is going to fall into recession. Your economy is going to take a shit, and then tell me how great it is paying taxes on free health care when you're not making any money.
Well, like I said, everything you said has really no bearing whatsoever, no merit. Because
everything I said is true based on world geopolitics. You're the guy that's on an internet site trash-talking Americans, and I'm dominating you with facts. Let's talk about
how
great Canada is. No. Go back to your old, Americans are brainwashed. Americans are so brainwashed. The fact that I've defeated you with my own citation. I've defeated you with facts. You guys said You have said nothing to argue any of my points except for Americans are brainwashed. Americans
are
dumb.
Yeah.
But then argue one of my points with some kind of fact. Don't
you're buying into
Americans are dumb.
You're buying into that capitalist mentality. And mind you, you may be a billionaire, and I could be corrected. I'm going to venture to say you're likely not a billionaire or millionaire. So if you're not part of the 3%, then you are the one that's more on the lower income level. And capitalism, basically, you are the bitch of capitalism. You are their bitch. Now, if you're a billionaire, I take that back. But if you're not a billionaire, millionaire, you're the bitch of capitalism. And everything that you just pointed out, essentially, you work for the system. You're not the group. You work for, not you, meaning you, and others similar to you, work for the system. You work for that 3% in that country. And that's why that country is a toilet bowl. And that's why if someone poor living there, they fucking take it up their ass without Vaseline.
And the fact of the matter is, I can leave the house that I live in where I have energy. I can turn off my flat-screen TV, which is hooked to an Xbox One, go jump in my sports car, drive up the road, and go spend $500 at a baseball game. Capitalism and my quality of life is great. So there's nothing to complain about when I play my worker drone part and get paid a good wage to be part of the system.
Right, what does it
matter? Because you guys have the same economic model as the United States. Your economy is based off oil. Our economy is based off more than that. We are not a petrol-driven nation. We have a GDP that is based off of different manufacturing goods like electronics, automobiles, energy now is a big thing, space, warfare, all that stuff we have that you piggyback off of. The one thing Canada has, the one thing that drives your economy is oil, which is on the decline because of American production. In the next 10 years, Canada is going to be rightfully back in its place as America's little bitch neighbor to the north. If we're nice, will GM still build their cars there?
I hate to burst your bubble, but basically
you're not
you...
bursting my bubble because it's a clear fact I'm smarter than you. But that goes against your little brainwashed mentality that Americans aren't smart, which you've been raised from the CBC and all that stupid Canadian True North media bullshit that you guys buy into, that Americans cannot be intelligent, because that is the stereotype that you Canadian bastards lambaste us with. The fact of the matter is, a freaking American from Arizona of all states, which is not the greatest state in the world, Arizona of all states, beat you on your own radio show, is going to go back to the internet that I met you on, lambast and beat you there, and I'm going to end this with saying, fuck off, USA, red, white, and blue. By the way, hockey sucks dick.
Well, the brainwashing is really, really strong. And I think Crowell will see everyone. That's a typical Yankee that's brainwashed. He threw a bunch of... Anyway, so he threw a bunch of crap. Has no bad of all these senses. When the bottom line is, we have higher quality of life, clean air, clean water, and most is paid for a great way of life. Whereas he's down there, you have crime, you name it, it's going on. Lots of bad stuff. Don't get me into talking about the GMO food and corporations, etc. So I don't want to turn the show into America versus Canada here, but he's a typical lad that's brainwashed. I'm going to say brainwashing 101. Yeah. Brainwashing 101. All right, folks, if you want to give us a jingle, 845-277-9357. Again, 845-277-9357.
I don't know. Just doing some stuff at home. Didn't really say much. Okay.
So we had one guy from... what is Eric? Oh, what's Eric? Oh, he's in Arizona. He's probably best friends with good old Sheriff Joe. Let's see. I'm going to double check. Oh. Let's see. I want to make sure it's actually Arizona. Yeah. Yes, yeah, Scottsdale, Cactus Valley, Tempe, okay, yes. All right, Arizona. My poncho. Told these other sissies who's like scared rabbits won't. He doesn't realize Canada's economy is about to take a major shift. He doesn't know shift. He gets off the bullshit cliche rhetoric. David, you are funny. He doesn't realize that I essentially maneuvered him into. I was listening. Thanks, Dante. He's a dumb. You know, I won't even call the lad dumb. Plus, he said you spend more on missiles than people. So, you know, Dante, I have to admit. I have to say that perhaps I was too harsh on you. You give us a jingle too as well, Dante. 8527-9357. I'm switching back and forth between screens. So it's a bit tricky. There's a fucking call. She's not answering. Well, that you spend more on missiles than people, so you can. Anyway, he told you. Oh, what's this show? I'm going to let people live so I can bait you. But he said you spend more on missiles. I gave the link earlier, but I guess the lad had a bit of a twat. So, if need be, I guess I can resort to grade 3 below. It's a bit tough for me. Okay, what do I do here? Oh, fine. I can't do that. I can't do that, mate. Except a break. Oh, the bleacher. Americans. Let me try. Except Americans aren't brainwashed. And most of us hate capitalism. Fucking atrocious spelling. Most Americans hate American leadership. That's why other countries are idiots. Oh, you love your country. You're stupid. No, we hate the way this country is going, but I love my fellow American and feel we should have prosperity as citizens. Whoa. Prepare ammunition. Yeah, see, I got a new ally here, a new mate here. That's why I wait before I make this post making fun of. You such a fucking putz. This is the most fun I've had. This is much more interesting than talking about crossing that border. We need a caller. 845-277-9357. Let's have to try. Let's see. And if anyone wants me to give them a jingle, just, you know, put your number in the Facebook. We can call up from there. But I know some of you good people have. Hit the twice back. Hey, you're on a denied entry to USA show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You just,
what is the name of your show? What is the name of your show, first off?
Well, if you have been listening earlier, I said the Denied Entry to USA show. Also,
it's called Denied Entry to the USA show?
Denied Entry to USA show.
Denied Entry to USA. So you base your whole internet life around the fact that you hate the United States.
No, actually, what it is, I have a company here. I have people work for me. And Canadians who cannot cross the border to America, we actually get them cleared through the paperwork. And this show is just kind of a fun thing for us. So we actually help people here who cannot simply come there, although I have no clue why they wouldn't come there. But we get them sorted out, ironically. We actually
help people come there. What is the company? What is your company?
I just said,
don't name your company. What is the mission of your company? You basically do paperwork so people can get into America?
Okay, I tell you what. I'm going to put it in grade 4 for you. A person walks around and breathing, if they're alive. That same person perhaps maybe had a criminal record for, let's say, writing a assault or fraud. So he tries to cross over. U.S. Customs says you cannot come in. But that same lad will come to us. We'll do the paperwork, get him cleared, allow him entry. It's a private company. That's
okay.
What we do here.
So basically, you cook the books to allow people to come to the United States.
Hey, what? Sorry, what?
You cook the books. That's a saying in the United States to basically you fake it until you make it. Using the word fake it is not the right term. But I understand. I got the concept. So you get paid money. You get paid money to help people enter the United States. People have such a desire to come to America that they will shell out money to you to get into our country. So basically you're saying your living is based off the fact that America is so great, people are willing to pay money to get into it.
What we have here
is an asymbiotic relationship. You are a parasite that lives off the host. United States is the one that provides the nutrients. United States is the one that provides the breathing, the food, the lifestyle. You just sit there and suckle off of whatever the United States does. And by doing that, you suckle off the desire of people to enter our great country. So no matter what you want to do and no matter how bad you want to bash this country, without the United States, you're nothing. I hope you have good unemployment in Canada, because if it weren't for this great nation, you really wouldn't have skills.
Oh, man.
Here it comes. Let me guess. It's one of three things. One of three things. I'm brainwashed. Capitalism sucks. My health care is horrible. Which argument are you going to use?
Oh, boy.
Okay. We're just going to say a bunch of fillers, babe, because you can't come up with an argument.
Okay, babe. I should be honest with you now. You know,
okay,
I'm sitting here manipulating you. You're basically being my bitch, which I don't mind, but you're being
my
bitch.
Okay, now here we go. Okay, let's play this. Let's play this fallacy.
I'm losing the debate.
So I'm going to pretend to be the puppet string master the whole time. All right, I've heard this one before. I learned this in freaking junior college.
Bear.
What?
I said, hey, bitch, get me a fucking beer. Where's my fucking sandwich?
Okay, you're a Canadian. You can't tell an American what to do. I mean, you could try to, but the fact of the matter is, you're second class in my eyes. So anyway. And if we want to get stupid with it and you want to call me a bitch and tell me to go to your beer, check the color of your skin. You got to this country because of the American capitalist system. Maybe not you personally, but generations of you got here because of America. Anyway.
Up here, how am I there?
Anyway.
Which place am I at?
How do you think black people got to this continent? Last time I checked, you were on the North American continent, right? And then last time I checked, black people got to this continent because of the slave trade. Where did the slaves come? The United States. And before we tried to fight you guys in 1812, Canada was basically part of the American territory.
Okay, mate, I hate to burst a bubble. You know, you do know that England captured and burned the city of Washington. It's England.
actually, no, it wasn't. It was the 474 Dragoons, which is a Canadian territorial unit that burned down Washington. It wasn't a British unit. But anyway, we can argue semantics later. I know a little bit more about military history than some guy with an internet radio show. But I digress.
You don't even know how many for manipulating you. And you're trying to argue with me.
You're not manipulating me. You're saying that because you can't win a debate against me. So you sit here like, I am the master brain mash. I am the master brainwasher. I control what you're saying because you're stupid, dude.
Oh,
and it goes against everything you've been programmed since birth that Americans are supposed to be stupid. But I'm smarter than you, and you can't admit it. Yeah. You're having a cognitive dissonance in your brain that doesn't allow you to process the fact that an American is smarter than you.
So you must finish bollocks, then.
What?
I'm sorry. You. This is the shittiest phone service in the world. I can hardly hear what you're saying. I hear, and then you laughing like a retard. So what did you say?
Oh, fucking hell.
All right, I'm honestly surprised. I'm honestly surprised you haven't. Surprised you haven't resorted to calling me fat yet, like a typical American or a cliche stereotype against the United States. I give you props for not using that yet.
All right, bitch. Let me turn this up here for a bit.
Right, because we're losing, so we're just gonna call me a bitch. How are you brainwashing me? Please tell me how you're brainwashing me. You tried to argue how Canada was better, and you got destroyed. You did
say
brainwashed.
I said manipulating.
You said manipulate, and you said brainwashed. Okay, Dante Curtis in the debate group will be our tiebreaker. He'll let us know that you did say it. Anyway, who's the other guy on the phone? Let's talk to him.
He's gone now. Actually, he's gone.
Good, because he probably realized that he's talking to a freaking moron who has a leaf as their freaking flag.
He did some getting in other Facebook windows. They all, 99% are saying the same thing about you. They think you're like the stupidest person in the country.
Really? Because I'm watching the same groups that we're in, and pretty much people are saying you're an idiot.
Yeah, okay, let's see here. There's so many here to look through. I'm an idiot that makes lots of fucking money that owns three companies. Yep, I'm an idiot.
What's that?
I said I'm an idiot that has three companies and makes lots of fucking money. I can put my fucking feet up and travel the world and people working for me. Well, yeah, I'm an idiot. You're correct. You are simply correct. And if you want, you go to the fucking website, see what we do for a living, and it just shows you. It'll show you I'm an idiot. You're correct. Denied.
Are you talking to me or are you reading a Facebook post? Because you said you were going
to
read Facebook posts.
I'm talking to
about
you,
how
man.
People think I'm an idiot.
No.
Okay,
stick to a topic.
Stick to a topic.
Okay,
either read Facebook
keep
posts
up.
Or
I know
try
you might
to argue against
slow.
Me.
I know you're a bit slow, but please keep up.
I'm a bit slow. I'm the one that can quote citations and don't resort to cliche rhetoric like, Americans are idiots. Their health care sucks. I can go into a waiting room and get free health care, but it takes 17 hours because nobody wants to be a doctor
again,
in our fucking country.
Dante Curtis, he says, I was listening. He's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, he was talking about you. Talking about you. Scroll down three more things, and he says, Joshua Ryan is owning him.
Let me see. I've left.
Do they not teach
I'm
you
calling
how to
again.
Canadian
you know why?
School?
Sorry, I might be calling in a minute. Oh, Dante said he's calling. That's why I waited.
Yeah, Dante probably wants to call you an idiot. Just like everybody else
Please,
in that
group. Come on, come. 845-277-9357.
I have no qualms calling you out. Hey, you're the fucking idiot that owns fucking businesses. Say fucking right, for God's sakes. It's spelled with a U, not an O.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, fucking hell, I might die, lottie. You sound like you're fucking Australian now. Pick a part of the United Kingdom to be from.
Sorry?
I'm here. I'm just waiting for the next dumb cackle to come
slower.
Out of your mouth.
Can you simply speak slower? Fucking hell, no one else.
Smart? Are you gonna say something, or are you just going to insult me again? Like, okay,
mate.
Here, let's do this. Let's have an honest debate right here. Say something that you despise about the United States, and I won't interrupt, and I will provide
I will
a rebuttal.
I will be here all day,
okay?
All night.
Okay, say one thing. Pick the one thing in your mind that you hate the most about America. Just one thing. State it right now.
Well,
if it's that big of an issue,
you
can recite it right now.
Wait. One thing that really, 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 really I despise is how they spend so much money on carriers, missiles, and the people struggle. That's a big thing with me.
Okay. How much do we spend on our national defense budget?
I don't have those numbers, mate. I don't need those numbers.
I can tell you right now. Our national defense budget is $687 billion. Okay? What is the United States national budget?
I have no clue.
It's $3 trillion.
Now, how much of $3 trillion is $687
billion? Even if it's $687 billion, even if it's just that money could still go towards the poor to help
okay,
the poor.
But there,
don't need so many
there is
carriers.
There is $2.4 trillion of the budget that is not going towards the defense. $2.4 trillion. You know what that goes for? That goes for infrastructure.
Hmm.
That goes for tax subsidiaries
yep.
for hospitals. That goes
right.
for building roads. That goes for welfare programs. That
car.
Goes for
right.
government buildings. That goes for the electricity financing. $2.4 trillion with a T. So
that makes sense.
What is this argument that we spend more on aircraft carriers than we do poor people? When I just elated that we spend more, $2.47 trillion is bigger than $647 billion. I'm sorry that Canadian math is a little slow and
don't
know what's greater.
You still don't need to spend that much on missiles and carriers in the military. That's the bottom line.
Who the fuck are you to tell us when we...
Which, by the way, makes sense.
Who the fuck are you to tell us how much to spend on the military... Who the fuck are you to tell us how much is spent on the military when your soldiers are carrying American rifles, wearing American-made body armor, with American-made helmets, American-manufactured uniforms, riding around in American armored vehicles, and flying American fighter jets? Who are you to tell us how to spend our money when you use all of our equipment?
Oh fuck. I just missed fucking hell. Just looking at this fucking Facebook, I went over here, and I think the lab was trying to call in. Fuck.
Okay,
all right,
anyway,
Dante,
another point, you want to say we can spend that money? Okay, make us not. Oh, I forgot, because you don't spend those money on the carriers to tell us otherwise. We have the carriers that can tell you to fuck off.
And that's why you're China's bitch.
That's who I'm
going to try to decide right now to say, I want all that money you guys owe. You guys have just bent over and take it up the fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, because of our GDP, China owns 9%. But their major import economy of their GDP, they export to us 67% of the goods they manufacture in their company. They owe our other country. They owe 10% of our debt. Now let's do the math. If they pull 10% of their debt in bonds, we stop buying 67% of their economy. Who's going to collapse first? The 10% out of America's pocket or the 67% out of China's pocket? I'm pretty sure that math says China's going to fail if they try to pull bonds in the United States. Now, I'm sorry that you're so stupid and don't understand geopolitics in a world level, or you don't understand military hegemony or economic hegemony. You don't understand any of this, but the fact of the matter is, dude, you seriously swallowed the dick of the European media. You've said nothing but anything that is provided by European propaganda against the United States. And I actually do my own research. I read all those stupid-ass BBC, CBC, fucking RT, Iranian sites, everything, and get the picture, and I argue against idiots like you. Go drink some maple syrup, bro. I would tell you to drink bleach, but you probably can't afford that shit when it's taxed 97%.
I fucking love this. I love
this. This American beating me. I don't know what to do. I'm not brainwashed. Stop being so fucking cliche.
Neil Blackberry says something about giving financial aid to countries. Lead the world in information sharing service jobs. Still, major man, that's a cool thing. Don't say to naysayers. Okay, Neil. Well, you're entitled to your opinion, Neil.
The fact of the matter is, Americans created the internet. Americans created Facebook. Google is an American company that's trying to provide Wi-Fi to the world. Same with SpaceX, which is a private space corporation based in Seattle, Washington, that is trying to literally put satellites into space that would give the whole world internet. On top of that, Facebook is making $200 tablets to provide to people in Africa and parts of like Indonesia, Nepal, all those countries that can't connect to the internet, trying to make cost-effective tablets to give these people so they have the information that the rest of the world has. That's what America's doing to change the world. What is Canada doing? You're trying to put a pipeline from Calgary to Mexico.
Fucking hell. This is exciting.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Hi, my name is Bobby. Take an accent. God damn it. I'm starting to think this is all fucking... God, dude, you're making my blood pressure rise.
Help me. Call me some fucking Yankee.
What?
I said, do not simply insult me by calling me a Yankee.
I did not call you a Yankee.
Oh, thank God for that. God save the Queen.
I don't even call myself a Yankee. They're a shitty baseball team in New York. They're overpaid.
You're
not
a Yankee.
An insult to me to call me, it's not a Yankee. It's not an insult to call me a Yankee either, because that was a term given to us by the British because we fucked them up in the Revolution.
Oh.
Oh, God. Here comes something else that you're going to claim I'm brainwashed about. I can already sense it. You have three. You have three rebuttals.
Hey, here you go. This is God. But your country just copied it. But that initially was from England.
Do you realize that wasn't our national anthem? You do realize that, right?
That was
My Country, 'Tis the Bee.
No, it's actually God Save the Queen, mate.
Okay,
but America
it's not the national anthem of the United States. And if we want to get technical about copying music, everything Justin Bieber is doing was done by Justin Timberlake 10 years ago. So, who gives a shit? Everything is recycled nowadays. But
I digress.
Now please tell me how Francis Scott Key copyrighted the Star Spangled Banner.
I honestly don't know, because I don't care. I know.
Do you realize that "O Canada" was a British drinking song too, but lyrics were changed?
Like I said, I know England's number one, Canada's number two, and
England is nothing anymore with the fact that they're bending over to Sunni and Tahrir and allowing Sharia law to run rampant in their southern parts. Like, look at Swansea, for God's sake. They actually implemented part of Sharia law.
In the world, we have so many fucking jealous player haters. It's funny to me.
All fucking jealous player haters. Now you're trying to sound like you're from fucking Jersey, the stupidest part of my country.
Do not insult me, Ray. We'll need another fucking dump.
No, anyway, calling you an American.
That's cool.
Calling you an American would be a step up to currently what you are.
Wait a minute. I gotta wipe my fucking ass. Hold up. Yeah. Okay.
Wait. No. What was that? You're coughing. You're getting the dick out of your throat. Okay. I'll give you time for that. I don't judge.
I had to wipe my fucking ass for a minute here. You see, talked about the.
I got another question. On your Facebook profile, why do you have a picture of an American cargo plane as your banner?
That's a B-52 bomber.
Which was made in America.
Yeah. Which
by
I
America.
Actually, I was
which
actually
is American made.
Believe it or not, mate, I was actually in the U.S. Air Force. Well, I hate to admit that.
I would hate to admit it, too. You're in the Air Force.
I said U.S. Air Force, unfortunately.
Like I said, I would hate to admit it, too, being in the U.S. Air Force. It's pathetic. You couldn't join a real branch?
Well, luckily for me, they attached us overseas. I went back to Native England.
You were in the United States Air Force.
That's what I just fucking told you three times.
Did you ever see dirt, or was that something that you didn't have to deal in your barracks room behind your desk?
Right, I sat back. We flew.
And how many bullets, how many times did you actually shoot a rifle? Was it once or twice? I forget.
It's actually fire a weapon is what they say. They don't say shoot a rifle, they say fire a weapon. They have to fucking correct you in the military as well.
I'm an Army Infantry NCO, dumbass. I think I know a little bit about fighting.
Okay. Well, guess what, mate? Your fucking daddy was a U.S. Naval officer. He was a Naval physician. My uncle was a Navy SEAL. So, and you're
I'll bite on the fact that maybe your daddy was a Navy officer, but there's no way in hell your uncle's a Navy SEAL. Next the question.
I said what?
No, he wasn't. Okay, what SEAL group was he in?
How the fuck do I know?
Well, then, how am I supposed to take you
but
seriously
Army,
when you make a
Army.
Stupid fucking claim and you can't even tell me what SEAL group
you
are?
Oh, no wonder. You're
fucking
your Army, your infantry, you're 11 Bravo. No wonder. That explains it. You're ground pounder.
I just fucking said that.
That's right. But, well, you're
11 Bravo. Are you that goddamn slow?
Ah. That explains it. No wonder.
That
no fucking
what?
Wonder.
No fucking wonder.
Your infantry.
Do you know that infantrymen have the highest ASVAB score in the United States military by average? Do you realize that, or are you just gonna play off the fact that infantrymen are stupid? Another cliche, another stereotype.
Well, you never even made it to Ranger.
Please continue to lie. Please continue to lie to me about how your uncle was a Navy SEAL. Now, I know that your daddy was in the Navy. That makes it a little hard. That makes it a little hard to wonder how you were born, considering 90% of those sailors banged each other in the butt.
No. I think that's for you. So what's your SQI then?
What's your ASI SQI?
Yeah, come on, baby. Come on.
We use different line codes, but I had a 94 out of 99.
Let me give you some education here. In the U.S. Army...
On my AFQT, which the Army uses, I had a 129.
All right, mate. Let me tell you. Okay.
Fucking hate you. You go from Canadian...
Your MOS...
I don't give a shit about what technical score I need to do my job. I know for a fact that I do my job well enough that they give me stripes and more money.
So what rank are you? E6, E5, E6?
It doesn't fucking matter what I am. I'm an NCO for fuck's sakes.
You're a fucking buck sergeant. Fucking E5 sergeant.
Okay.
You ain't a fucking officer. Fuck off. You're an officer.
I've watched four officers cry when a mortar round goes off. Then I've actually seen officers stand up and do their fucking job.
You're not even a Green Beret. I mean, you're a grunt.
But you weren't even in a Green Beret. You know what a mortar... You can't talk shit to me. You were in the Air Force.
Yeah, you're not even a fucking Green Beret. You're just a grunt.
You're not in the Air Force.
You're not a Ranger. You're not Delta Force.
You were in the Air Force. You can't talk shit. That's like somebody with Down syndrome making fun of somebody that's deaf.
Were you a Ranger?
Yes, but I don't have an extra chromosome.
No, mate, were you a Ranger, yes or no?
It doesn't fucking matter what I was. I'm not going to go into my history.
Yeah. Fucking point proven.
I won't even tell you what rank I am as an NCO.
Yes or no?
What makes you think I'm going to tell you the rest of my military history?
I just asked you a Green Beret, if you were.
And I'm not going to answer shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer any of that.
You're not even fucking airborne. You're a fucking cherry.
First off, you're wrong about the airborne thing. Second off, they don't call non-airborne people cherry. They call them legs. But you're in the Air Force. You know the difference between the two.
You're right. You're actually right.
Anyway,
let's go back to talking about Canada
and the United States, because I'm actually out of the military. I ETS with an honorable discharge about a year ago.
Right.
I actually work for General Motors now, and I make a shitload of money. But regardless.
Fair. I'll give you that. Fair enough. I'll give you that.
And you know what's funny is I work for General Motors. 30% of the cars that we make are made in Canada. I know. That's why I know so much about Canada, because I know my business.
Wait. So you're on the Denied Entry to USA show. Hello. This is Dante. Oh, fucking hell. 215. I'm going to just give him a jingle.
I'm sitting here just waiting, man. I'll just sit and... Somebody else is going to come on.
Yep. He's coming. I guess he's coming on to roast me. Let me jingle him back.
Because I really want to go back to reading Facebook, because I don't have my tablet next to me, and I'm looking at all my shit on my phone. But since I'm taking up my time to argue you...
Yeah, the greatest person
by,
in this
by the way,
planet.
My question is, I got another question for you. Why don't you guys vaccinate?
Please enjoy the Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Oh, wait.
But why don't you guys vaccinate? Why are there 80 hockey players with moms?
Hold that thought. Hey, you denied entry to the USA show. Hello. Oh. I think I 3173. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello? Are you there, Dante? I guess it's not. Hello?
I'm still here.
No, it's I think his name is Dante, I think. Are you there, Dante? Yes, no. Oh, well, he's
gone. How do people listen to your show other than calling in? Is there a link? Did you ever post that? I've been on the phone with you for the last 20 minutes, so I haven't been able to check.
Yeah, most of the shows we do, for border crossing, helping people get clear so they can cross to America. But I had this fucking twat in another Facebook group. It's a group called Bad Ideas, and they banned me yesterday. They said I was too much of an asshole. So,
that goes without saying.
Oh, by the way, thank you very much. I'm also a fellow, listener.
But did you know that Canada also denied entry for Americans if you have something as simple as a DUI?
Oh, I know. And I got friends that can get that stuff cleared, actually. I don't do it because I don't want any more Yanks up here. We don't need any Yanks.
I live 4 hours from Mexico. There's no desire for me to leave this country either direction.
Well, I tell you, mate, you seem like a cool lad, but it's really true. We don't want any more Yanks here. We have enough.
Well, it's funny because the actual fastest migration rate to Canada right now is coming from China.
You're right.
You have the fastest Oriental immigration rate, even faster than the Vietnamese explosion in China back in the 70s. Our Vietnamese explosion back in California in the 70s.
You're right. I give it to you. And that's why the Chinese, they actually own this country and yours. They own
both. They don't own us. They don't. You've got to understand the concept between bond buying and GDT export buying. There's a huge difference.
Say what you want, mate. All I know is that the clientele that come to us, quite often they're from Hong Kong, and they come by companies there, and basically you guys work for them. You guys are their bitches.
The company I work for is primarily funded by the taxpayers through subsidies of the United States.
Mm.
The number one employer of the United States is primarily subsidized by taxpayers of the United States. That's Walmart. Basically, where most of the money comes from is American homegrown companies because Americans are consumerists. They like to buy shit. So they need that shit here.
Yeah, they buy
shit. People to sell them that shit.
They buy from shit they can't afford.
But the thing is, the funny thing is, that the more and more advanced we get in technology, and the more and more that we start shifting things from humans to robots, there's just going to be a shift in economic demand. It's not going to be the demise of human workers. It's quite the contrary. They said the same thing with the steam engine. That was going to take out hundreds and thousands of jobs. It actually created more. With every new invention that enters the economy or marketplace, there's always a new demand for new positions, some things we can't even dream of. You told a guy 40 years, 50 years ago that we're going to need someone to be able to hook up internet connection, and you look like you're crazy. But with the creation and advancement of new technology, a new job is created. A new steeple in economics, and that's why I just went on a completely different tangent, but I just felt like adding that in there that no matter what, the human economy is going to keep going. And it's called human economy now. I mean, the argument about global economy is retarded because eventually we're going to start having stuff that's based in space, and it may not be for the next 50 or 100 years, but shit's going to change, and shit's going to – like when we start doing – my thing is, you got to think about this. The next 75 years, there's going to be something on the moon that tourists are able to visit.
I agree.
My question is, who's going to govern the moon, or is that going to be left to private enterprise?
Oh, that's going to be England, of course.
And if it's left to private enterprise, what currency are they going to use? And if they choose to use an American currency, America's going to want to tax the moon. But if they're like, well, we don't own, you guys don't own the moon, this is our private entity up here, America's not going to deal with that.
America's
not going
to be a third world country in another year or two.
America's going to be a third world country. You realize that America has a self-destruct policy with the hegemony that we've established economically, right? Basically, the United States stumbles, the rest of the world falls. And it's by intricate design by Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds. But that's a totally different part.
Well, I can say you are a super trooper. You're 100% brainwashing. And, I mean,
I'm not as much brainwashed as I am. I know the color of the Kool-Aid, and I realize I realize what side my country's on, and I support the side my country's on. It's probably the best way to put it.
Fred, mind you, the work I do, like I said, we help people get clear to go to that awful toilet. And people ask me, "Do you want to? What the fuck I want to go there? Because I'm actually
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
You're a dual citizen. You're a dual citizen. And you're lucky because you don't have to pay taxes in both countries. If I was you, I would claim my American citizenship over my Canadian citizenship and get a cheaper tax rate. But
never.
I guess keeping your own money is something you don't like to do.
I will not be associated with such a fucking toilet bowl.
Yeah, well, I still like to be able to take home more than 20% of what I make every month.
I don't mind paying taxes to the Queen. She's the most important person, woman.
And I don't mind paying taxes to build aircraft carriers.
Ugh.
The difference is my aircraft carrier can control the world. Your queen sits on a fucking 100-year-old chair.
Let me tell you something. For that carrier that you mentioned, the Chinese have the way to that carrier with two missiles.
No, they can't. You don't realize how underdeveloped the Chinese military is. And that was proven with the release of the Tung Nung fighter that's supposed to be based off the F-35. And you being a Zoom, you should know that. But when they released that last month in the Beijing air show, there were so many complications with it, especially the fact that it was losing altitude on a bank when it was unarmed, didn't have the extra weight, and it was already losing thrust. That's a bad sign. That thing's not agile as shit. You put up a 16 or a 22, you're going to drop that thing. The Chinese military is underdeveloped, under-researched, underfunded. The only thing they have is manpower. But the thing about that, they lack in logistical skills, they lack in medical skills, they lack in weaponry. There's really nothing to fear with the Chinese military, except they have more people.
The Chinese are improving daily. They had an article.
And the Americans are too.
All they do is eat from fried chicken all day and drink watermelon and Kool-Aid.
Last time I checked, we are spending $687 billion a year on our military. That's more than the next 20 militaries in line budget.
I'm pretty sure
that money's not going to fried chicken. That money's going to make sure the Chinese can't step up to us.
And those soldiers, because don't get me wrong.
I feel bad to be a sailor, too.
No, it was sailors and soldiers, because they're just trying to do a job. So I can't really pick at them. But essentially, they're pawns of the system. And you still have a bit of the brainwashing. And
no, it's not brainwashing for the... It's not brainwashing. It's not brainwashing. If you're saying that I'm brainwashed from my ideas, you're essentially saying the same thing. From whatever place you're drawing your sources has molded your mind to take on that adaptation of what you sense as reality. That's the same thing I'm doing. From what I perceive myself is my adaptation to reality. There's no such thing as brainwashing. It's perception. And only somebody that's arrogant and ignorant and has no cognitive ability to actually fluctuate an argument thinks that the opposing side is brainwashed.
You're correct. I am arrogant.
You're more than arrogant. You're very ignorant. You're very fallacious.
I'm actually a narcissist.
You're not a narcissist. You're not smart enough to be a narcissist.
Oh, so narcissist, you need intelligence to be a narcissist then.
Yes, you do. You also need, or you can adapt my lifestyle and be a nihilist. Do you know what a nihilist is? A nihilist.
How do you spell it? Oh, fucking
no, because I'm not gonna let you Google it.
Did you say analysis?
Right, you know, I said nihilist. Do you know what a nihilist is?
You have to spell it right. Your accent.
Nihilist. Or nihilist. Do you know what that is?
No.
You
I
don't.
Probably don't.
You don't. You don't. Do you know who Chuck Palahniuk is?
Nope, and don't care.
Have you ever heard of the movie Fight Club or the book Fight Club?
I have heard of it. I've yet to see it.
That's based off the nihilist thinking, but anyway, you obviously aren't that well-read, because especially if you don't know who Chuck Palahniuk is, that's like asking a freaking fifth grader, do you know who Harry Potter is? Anybody that's done any kind of diving into books knows who Chuck Palahniuk is and knows about nihilist mentality. But again, I'm arguing against somebody that went to socialist school in Canada.
Criminology. So I don't have time for such utter
nonsense. Who gives a shit about criminology? Who gives a shit? You obviously have...
you obviously have a concept of anarchism in you. Why would you even give a shit about law and order?
I do. That's actually true, what you just said. There's some truth to what you just said. There's actually a bit of truth what you just said. I am. I believe in no government. You're right.
Yet you're working for a system to make money off of one government, to make money off the American government by people wanting to come be under our power, and you're studying the system to put people into jail to fund another, to basically bask in the taxes of another government. I don't get it.
That's because Big Papa likes to get paid. Big Papa loves to get paid from all bitches.
Okay, so you're a nihilist. You're basically the same concept as me. You see the evil around you. You just do your own thing for survival.
Wait, I'm a narcissist. I just don't
care. No, God, it's not the same thing. For fuck's sake.
Now, I have this lad here. He's calling from Arizona. And you have the background of mental health. Can you please explain to him what not... Obviously, he's in the... He said he's infantry. He was in the army. He worked at General Motors. Can you please explain to him what a narcissist is? You can get closer.
I know what a narcissist is. It's an egotistical prick.
He says, is that true, egotistical prick? You have the background of mental health.
Well, having a sense of grandiose behavior, you love looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yes. Narcissist.
You love everything about yourself.
Narcissist comes from the Greek mythology, the Greek god Narcissus, who drowned himself in a river because he fell in love with his reflection. It's a Latin word. That's what it is. I know what a narcissist is. Saying I love yourself in the mirror is a pretty stupid fucking way to explain it, but I digress.
Okay, well, that's
now,
me, mate.
You a nihilist.
Since you have the education, then feel free to educate me. Or feel free to attempt to educate me.
Okay, dude. Seriously, I'm not a
scientist
by trade.
Come on, baby.
Are you Justin Bieber? Baby. By the way, I still blame you guys for that asshole.
See, you're a cool lad, so it's hard for me to tease you because you're cool. If you were a prick, I fucking love it, but you're pretty cool, so I can't really tease you too much. I want that fucking Dante because I would love
that. There's a couple things that I despise, and this is what it is. Number one thing I despise is stereotypes, and I'm guilty of doing them. Every last human being is guilty of perpetrating stereotypes. But the one stereotype I hate is that all Americans are retarded. I pride myself on actually being smart, I'd say self-educated, but being well-educated and being well-read. I pride myself on that. So when you say things like you're brainwashed, you're this, you're that, it's not true. It's essentially 100% bullshit.
I tell you what, mate, I will give you as much the fact that you are you are more educated than the average Yank there. That I can give it to you. You still have a bit of brainwashing, but you are more educated than the average Yank there.
I appreciate that, but at the same token, just because I have a different standpoint doesn't mean I'm brainwashed by a system. How are you going to be able to judge it because I have a different standpoint than you? Let me ask you a really radical question, okay? I believe that everybody has the right to be free. Essentially, if you're black, white, if you're gay, you're straight, you should have the same ability to live a free life, to live it to the best of your abilities. Do you see what I'm saying? Totally. Okay. Now, in countries like Saudi Arabia, in Iran, Iraq, places like that, they behead people for being gay. They behead people for being women. Now, if someone were to say to me, brainwashed in the American belief for thinking that gay people should have their own lives, you're brainwashed. Is that essentially me being brainwashed? No. It's what I believe is right and what they believe is right. It's two different belief systems. It's not one person being brainwashed as opposed to another. It's what one person takes in and perceives as reality versus somebody else's perception of reality. Now, I don't appreciate you saying brainwashed. I have lived my life, and I've seen what I've seen, and I believe what I believe from everything that I've seen, from the five senses. Six, if you believe that philosophy is a sense. I'm not brainwashed any more than you are. I have my beliefs, you have yours. and that's a mark of a true gentleman. It was actually stated by Plato. It is the mark of an intelligent man to entertain an idea but not accept it.
Well, again, mate, like I said, you're one of the rare few who tends to be a bit more educated. Well, generally speaking, the majority there are dumb and fucking 100 bucks of the rocks.
Well, I'm not going to insult my countrymen, but there are not the people that aren't smart, but we are the country of great minds like Thomas Edison, essentially Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates. We have our greats along with our evils. I mean, Woodrow Wilson, George W. Bush, I agree, was an evil leader. Henry Ford, he was very anti-Semitic, and that was before the whole Holocaust and the Zionist control. But, I mean, we've had our nations of evil, and we've had our nations of greats. And I'm not going to sit here and attack my country and say that everyone in my country is a box of dumb rocks, because I know that's not the truth. The same as I won't attack Canadians. I'm actually a diehard hockey fan. I go to every Arizona Coyotes game that I can go to, and I meet a lot of people, especially a lot of people from Calgary, Alberta, come down to Arizona for the winter because it's hell up there during the winter, and they come down here. And I have great conversations with Canadians, and I have a lot of Canadian friends, and that's the thing. I just wanted to call in and start trolling you, but the longer we've talked, the longer that you and I have the same perception. We just have a different standpoint. We stand differently on what we believe. I mean, and I guarantee if we were at a bar having, a drink, we would be probably be able to agree. But the fact that we have this barrier and this phone, argue with each other.
You ever come to Vancouver, we'll come to the pub, we'll get you a drink, and then we can smack some fucking ass, these fucking cunts here.
I actually got a friend that lives up in Barnaby.
Where?
I have a friend that lives in Barnaby.
Barnaby? What you mean Burnaby?
Yeah, whatever. It's the way I pronounce it. But he owns a moving company up there called Jim's Moving, and I don't know how big your guys' economy is, but.
Well, Burnaby is only maybe fucking 15 minutes from where I'm sitting right now.
Okay, yeah, that's where he lives. But anyway, I have to be up early for work tomorrow. I'm gonna sign off. You have yourself a great night, nice conversation, and hopefully Dante calls in.
I think Dante's a bit of a sissy. He won't call in. He's scared.
I've known Dante from the internet for a while. He seems like an okay guy, but I'm going to go. I'm going to sign out. Have a great night.
All right, you too, mate. Wow, that was a great call. That was a great call. Let's see. The lad there, he's an okay kind of guy. In the end, in the beginning, we had a bit of controversy, but in the end, gentlemen, we fucking shook hands, gave each other a pat on the back, and everything was done. And that's how life should be. And that's the same way people you should be when you deal with these border crossing officers at CBP. The attitude should be non-existent. Even if you can get a bit of a rapport with the officer there, then you're good to go. So hopefully, the lad will ring us again, next week or whatever. He's okay, guys. I'm going to buy him a beer when he comes here. And then he can smack a bit of ass here, whatever. Some of these birds here. But he says Dante's a okay lad too. So, but yeah, I still need a good troll though. He's okay. Okay. All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up tonight. I made my fucking night. Now I'm going to go have more beer here. They must play this.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Okay, everyone, that wraps up another show. We'll do this again maybe Friday. I'm going to give a good shout-out to the lads in the Facebook group. They actually don't seem too bad. There's one bigot in there that I really want him to give us a jingle because I want to eat him for lunch. It should be all good with me. So, okay, everyone, just remember what we say. When you cross that border, what you say can and will be used against you. So live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, South Cent, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, Atomic Dog, I'm in your zone, your area, Bull Massive, Pit Bull Terrier, I'm coming through like the Wu Dump in Chambers, Third Light, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the Fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older, now, from back then. When I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm sticks. That's how we do it, kicking back.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Right now, we gonna get y'all know something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
As I ride, smoking that pot, hotel stay lit, my eyes are slow, they flaming like fire, I keep complacent, but I know I get so higher, see man, it's something that cut with Levi's on crease, fuck peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street, that's great, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up, spit 500 on chronic and smoke the whole